NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. NASA calls it Mission from Planet Earth. Planning today for such things as voyaging back to the moon, placing the first footprints on the distant planet Mars, and even looking beyond our solar system home to worlds circling faraway stars. Carl Pilcher is head of the Mission from Planet Earth Study Office.
A mission from Planet Earth, in the broadest sense, really encompasses all the things that we do as we move out into the solar system. It includes exploration. It includes astronomy from space that looks out and explores the universe remotely. It very explicitly, in this case, includes expanding human activities into space, opening space up to a variety of human activities.
NASA continues to recognize that opening space up to human activities is a fundamental long-term goal of the space agency. As Pilcher explains,
NASA has developed a strategic plan in the last couple of years, and that strategic plan has one of its central elements, a strategic enterprise called the Human Exploration and Development of Space Strategic Enterprise. We call it HEDS for its initials, H-E-D-S. It includes the return of humans to the moon and ultimately sending humans to Mars. It includes utilizing resources in space to support those activities. For example, utilizing the Martian atmosphere to make fuel for the return trip, be it a robotic sample return or be it a human trip to Mars.
When you think space, you think exploration, charting the vast unknown beyond the Earth, awaiting both investigative robot-carrying sensors and the most advanced sensors to date, the human eye and mind. NASA's Pilcher sees double when he views how exploration is likely to be carried out in the future.
There are going to be at least two conceptually different ways to explore. We're going to be able to explore by going there, and we're going to be able to explore remotely by means of virtual reality while we stay conceivably in our own living rooms and certainly on the Earth.
The promise of surveying other worlds through virtual reality is rapidly becoming an exciting new tool for NASA. Data collected by sensors emplaced on, say, the moon or Mars could be transmitted right into the home, made possible by the revolution now underway in electronics. Eyes on data could bring new meaning to the term armchair astronaut.
If you then present that data set to somebody in a way that makes it look to them like they are on Mars, you put a helmet on with individual displays for each eye, and then they can look around and it can appear to them that they're on Mars, and they can start walking around or flying around without leaving their living room, and actually go places that no one has ever gone before. I don't think that virtual reality is ever going to be a substitute for going there. And I would think that virtual reality and being able to bring space to, bring the experience of exploring space to people in their living room or in an arcade or in an education center, I think that's going to whet people's appetite to go out into space.
And Pilcher says NASA programs belong to the people, the taxpayers here in the United States, and those in other spacefaring nations. International cooperation has made many programs possible.
As nations come together to do these things internationally, and that is the way these things are going to happen, because there is no rationale today for any nation to go it alone in space. The International Space Station and the collaboration there is but one example of the way space exploration and space activities are going to be done, I think.
Pilcher also says that commercial organizations will be developing more capabilities in space as access costs come down. The end results also benefit the people, their customers.
For both commercial activities and for government activities, this program and these activities really do belong to the people as a whole. I think more and more individuals are going to be able to get return on their investment, either by purchasing services from commercial companies or by having access to the government-sponsored programs through technologies that they really haven't had access to before.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.